Vibe check. Good morning. How are you feeling? Good
morning. Tuesday.
Yep. Good morning, yeah.
Yeah, Remy, you good?
I'm cold.
Yeah, I'm cold too.
It's cold outside.
Everyone is cold.
Yo, it's 24 outside. It's cold.
I don't like it.
I still have my coat on.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold. Then I was like, I'm going to come into the studio and it's going to be warm. It's still cold. Still
yeah,
cold.
I walked in. He was wearing his mask. I was like,
yeah, we're bundled up.
Keeping warm.
Still cold.
You're wearing a, what do you call that? You call that a
beanie.
A beanie?
Yep.
Okay. You're cold too?
Yep.
I thought you were going to be wearing a beanie. You said you might be Beanie Boy.
That's definitely what I said. That sounds like something I would say, doesn't it?
I don't. That's not something I recall.
No, it's not. I said I might be a beanie guy this winter.
Oh.
I might have to put on the toque. Depends on where you're from.
I feel like if you get a beard, like if you grow out the beard again and you get a beanie.
Then it's real hipster.
Yeah. Super hipster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just trying to stay warm.
Good. Be good. Then you get beard oils.
Especially with those glasses.
Some leather shoes.
The wife will not allow a hangy beard. Sorry. that's a rule. It's a regulation. Well,
Casey, how you doing?
You good?
You already asked that? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't.
I'm just cold.
Well, hopefully you warm up throughout the day. I'm good. I'm officially part of that 8 o'clock bedtime club.
Hey,
nice. So far.
Get that sleep.
Also, yesterday I watched that Netflix movie. It's like a rom-com about two people in radio who are morning show hosts together.
It lasted 5 minutes.
And they fall in love.
What is this?
5 minutes.
I've not heard of this.
It's a Netflix rom-com. It's kind of like a...
Magnolia?
I wouldn't even call it a rom-com. It's like a Hallmark movie. Like a Lifetime movie.
But it's on Netflix.
Is it a movie or a series?
A movie. And it's called Midnight at Magnolia. And I was like, oh, it's about people in radio falling in love. That's cute and Christmassy. And so I watched it. Don't do it.
It's bad.
Is it?
Unless you just like really need something cheesy on to keep the background noise.
Like when you did the Nashville episode on when you did that, it's like that times 1400 with the amount of radio puns in the first like, all right, listeners, we're here this morning. Hello, listeners.
It's not real at all.
It's a great morning, listeners.
So he's talking about when we were shooting the episode in Nashville, they said, go to commercial and say, we'll be back after these messages. And me being a radio broadcast professional said,
you're like,
no, we don't say that. And they said, yeah, this isn't real life. So just read the line.
Okay. Yeah. It was very much like that. I was like, Lauren, we got to watch this movie tonight. It's like radio, it's Chicago and all that stuff.
I have not heard about that movie.
It
takes place in Chicago and they're like, this is the windy wake up. Don't let it blow you away. And
ding,
I was
ding,
like,
ding.
Whoa, I got to go to bed.
Wacky, wacky, guys. It's 6:06 now, 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning and thank you for being here. It's a windy wake up.
Exactly. So maybe don't watch that. How are you, Mason?
I'm fine. It's good. It's cold as hell, which is doesn't make sense.
That's an oxymoron.
Don't call me names.
Hi, this is Amanda. I was just calling to win the ticket.
And she has. Amanda's the first caller. Yeah. How are you doing? How are you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm a little cold.
Yeah, me too.
Are you a cheesy Hallmark movie kind of Christmas person, or do you not like those?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to say, this movie that Casey was talking about is not technically a Hallmark movie, but it has those vibes. And I'm usually okay with some Hallmark movies, but I was not okay with this one.
Do you hate it more because you're in radio?
Probably.
Do you think anyone on the outside would see all the stuff that you saw?
Probably not.
Yeah. Still not good, though.
Like how every fake radio station in every movie ends with an even number and not an odd number. Like, this is 98.8 FM, The Breeze.
Oh, yeah, that's like 555. It's like 555 is a phone number. They always make fake numbers. But I guess if you're looking for one, what's it called again? Steel Magnolias?
Midnight at the Magnolia.
Okay, don't watch that. That's your recommendation from Mason, Remy, and Casey this morning, okay?
Okay.
So Hallmark movies are usually pretty bad, right?
Yeah, they're usually like a little low production, cheesy. Yeah. Script is always the same.
You know, the guy's always a prince at
or
the end.
Or a baker. Yeah.
So how bad does it have to be to not make it as a Hallmark movie to be picked up by Netflix?
A not Hallmark movie would probably be...
Maybe at Magnolia? Movie. Like, feels like maybe? Is this the movie?
No, they're very much
the same.
The same level.
Okay. This could easily be on Hallmark.
That could get picked up.
I feel like it got pitched to Hallmark and they were like, no. Netflix was like, I guess.
Not Christmassy enough.
Everything else ends up here. Sure. Why not? You see the first snowflakes start to fall yesterday, and do you think it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas? Or do you hate it? Do you absolutely hate it? Because there are like, I feel like there are two sides to that, right?
Yesterday, I got excited, and and I put some gas in the snowblower yesterday. I fired it up.
Zero need for snowblower.
No, no,
it was
no
just
need,
flurries.
No need for snowblower, but good indication from Mother Nature that I should be prepared to cut my driveway.
That's some dad stuff right yep. there. Just the hand, like dad the hand stuff. Motions that he just did in the studio too. Casey saw.
He did a karate chop for cut the driveway.
You know what I mean? It's a serious just, dad.
And over the years, you know, I've learned to be out there a couple times during a snowstorm. You know, you're out there with the first 2 inches, and then you go out there with the next 2 inches.
Is it every dad's goal to escape his house as much as possible? I need to go back out and snowblow again, guys. I'm sorry.
You know, it's weird. It's like mowing the lawn.
The lawn is just your prized possession.
It's like mowing the lawn. It's oddly peaceful.
Yeah.
It's a peaceful place. And especially like when it's cold and the flurries are like smacking you in the
face.
Yeah,
and no. It's just like, no, garbage.
Just beautiful outside. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited for snow. So I can blow the snow off of my driveway.
Gross.
Oh, Casey, yeah. do you like the snow? Like it yesterday. You went over to the window.
I can't, hang on. I can't, I'm going to drive by your house one day, like the first real snow.
Why would you be mean about this?
Who's going to mean? She's driving by. She's not a mean.
Just cheer me on as you're blowing the snow.
Oh, cheer me on. Honk the horn. Now you love it.
And then just keep Waterloo going. High school.
Like an angel.
Waterloo yeah. High School cheerleader at her finest.
At her peeking.
She's just looking for something to cheer for, so she's coming by.
Yeah.
I feel like snow's only cool for me in December, like when it's the Christmas spirit, mm-hmm. when you can sing Christmas music, when it's falling and it's cool because you're by the fireplace and the tree's lit up and everything. But come January, I don't want it.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, please don't snow.
Okay.
I'm not in the mood anymore. Now I'm just annoyed by it.
Okay.
You so know? We so got
today is okay. Yesterday was not.
Yeah. Yesterday the flurries were nice, but today bring it.
Yeah, yesterday you pressed your nose against glass for a while. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell the level of interest from a person by how quickly they get their phone to document a thing, right? She ran to the window and was like, "Oh, Remy, I need you to comment on this for my social media." but to that effect, happy, excited, you know what I mean? I didn't see any level of discontent with you.
Right.
I hate snow. I hate snow. I hate people who forget how to drive in the snow. I hate what the snow does to our cars. Salt ruins your cars. You're going to have a bunch of rust. You know they don't have that in the South?
Salt?
Salt on the roads?
Yeah.
You know, I once interviewed for a job in Birmingham, Alabama, and I talked about having to shovel snow, and they said, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. So a couple years ago, I was dating a guy who had moved here from L.A., mm-hmm. and it flurried like it did yesterday, and I promise you, he looked at me and said, should I get chains? And I said, for your car?
People don't understand.
No, I don't think you should.
This is the Rocky Mountains.
No.
It's not that I hate the snow itself. It's that I hate what it does to people. When you forget how to drive,
yeah.
or you think you know how to drive,
yeah.
there's no in between.
There are those scary days when you got to leave work early or whatever just because it is snowing so much. And then you get out on 270 and it's like, all of a sudden, you're at the ice skating rink at Forest Park.
I've never been afraid to drive
sliding
in it.
Sliding around.
Never been afraid to drive in it. Like, I grew up in Michigan, first off, the Arctic, part Eskimo, learned how to drive in the snow. Like, took my driver's training test in the snow. Not afraid of the snow. Afraid of what the snow does to people, the roads and everything else. I hate it. Can't stand it.
Yeah.
What about you? Let us know on Facebook. You can hit us on Instagram as well.
Mason and Remy at the Unprofessional News Desk with the Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
This morning, Moderna became the second drug company to submit its vaccine for emergency FDA approval.
A meeting is taking place next month. Talk about Moderna's request for emergency approval. How about tomorrow?
What's that?
Tomorrow?
Like, how about
some
tomorrow?
Approval
let's,
tomorrow?
Yeah, well, let's like have a meeting about this pandemic that we're at, like know, tomorrow.
I had that thought when they were like, they talked about, lame duck Congress, nothing's getting done. There's like a lot of lives on the line, right? Yeah. So why can't somebody open their email on Sunday?
They have, yeah. Well, the FDA has a meeting on the calendar for December 17th
oh,
with
good.
Moderna.
Glad they could collaborate on a quick.
On the calendar for the 17th.
It's a week 16th. After Pfizer's vaccines meeting.
Oh, a week after. Boy,
so,
yeah.
So that one's not even till next week.
Yeah.
Nobody, who, I'm sorry. I don't want to talk bad about
biggest
anybody.
Deal in the world.
Definitely.
Right now.
It's literally the biggest
not,
deal on the planet. And the U.S. Congress is like, so free next Wednesday?
Not exactly warp speed. Sorry. I know that that's the name of the operation, right? But I don't know if they knew the vision of what warp it was.
Yeah.
I saw Star Trek.
Moderna reported yesterday their phase 3 study is just over 94% effective.
That's so great. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah, and I hate how long it's taking also.
St. Louis City Treasurer Tashara Jones is officially running for mayor next year. She filed paperwork yesterday to be a candidate. Jones was narrowly defeated by Lyda Cruzan in 2017 for the Democratic primary. Aldermatic President Lewis Reed and Alderwoman Kara Spencer filed paperwork to run for mayor last week. Lyda Cruzan says she's not going to run.
Yeah, she's retiring.
Next election.
If,
so
yeah, if you showed up,
she's been through it.
Yeah, if you showed up at my house talking about some stuff I did at work, I'd probably retire too.
Yeah, yeah. And a new study of the world's favorite Christmas movies has discovered that of all the classics, the top holiday movie in Germany is Last Christmas. Okay. The second most popular in Germany is Gremlins, which is a Christmas movie, by the way. they looked at the internet search data in 18 different countries. The most searched movie in the U.S. was Nightmare Before Christmas, which the director says is a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
So we're all sorts of backwards. Elf and Love Actually were number one in 5 countries.
Do you know what Last Christmas is?
Yeah, it just came out last year, actually, and it was like a huge deal.
It is from Paul Feig, who directed Bridesmaids and has a lot of good movies under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in Germany?
Number one in Germany, where David Hasselhoff is also number one, so if that tells you.
All right.
Is this not the Mother of Dragons that stars in this?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That is Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons. That's right. You're right. From Game of Thrones, Emilia Clarke.
I can get behind Elf being on those lists, but like not Gremlins. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm.
Well, Home Alone was number one.
On what? Your list?
In 2 countries.
Oh.
Singapore and the United Arab Emirates. Oh. So, the UAB.
You find a place to move to with your people? You're going to go hang out with your Home Alone folks?
The ones that don't necessarily, like, celebrate Christmas.
Right,
exclusively.
Yeah. So, interesting.
They like Home Alone, so I'm with it. I'm with it.
David Hasselhoff and Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
all right.
What
they got. Your booze mean nothing. I've seen what you cheer for.
What's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas
movie? Sure. Just one.
My favorite Christmas movie, and the United States agrees, Home Alone 2.
No, they don't.
Best of all time.
A lot of people do say that. You're right. A lot of people
say Lost in New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of the rare sequels that's better than the original.
All right.
I feel like maybe I'll watch it again this year and make that judgment myself.
Mighty Ducks.
Because a lot of people say
It's a good idea.
Mighty Ducks is also on that. D2 is also better than the original Mighty Ducks.
All right.
Major League 2 as well.
Agree. Okay, we're done. Mason, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
I like Nightmare Before Christmas.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Favorites. Let's see. We can just wrap up the news.
Check out the big 3 stories. They're on the website. That's 923WIL.com.
Okay. All right. Fine. 923WIL, new country for the STL. It's Mason and Remy. I'm not excited. I'm sorry. I have to reach into the bag of cringe, pull out something that I have to do because I lost the month of November in Mason versus Remy.
Only by 1 point, though. It was 9-8.
I guess you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that feels a little bit better, right?
I mean, yeah, but I know the week that Casey was out, I screwed myself, man.
Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
I was trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Let you get away with the lead. Now I'm going to pay for it. So
you know, as Vin Diesel says.
Oh, quote the wise Vin Diesel. Please tell me this.
It doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning is winning. So that's where I'm at. I'm winning over here.
Where'd he say that?
He said that on the first Fast and the Furious. That's like his epic monologue in the first like half an hour of the film.
Never seen a Fast and the Furious movie.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Not even the first one?
Why would I?
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
It's kind of fun. Yeah.
Sometimes I go back.
Like you don't get to see all 9. They're really all the same, but maybe like the first 2. Maybe Tokyo Drift.
That's the worst one.
Exactly. Because once you've seen that one,
good ones?
It's only up from there.
Right. So I have to reach into the bag of cringe. It's this bag where we put a whole bunch of cringy stuff in it. And when you lose over the month, you have to then pull something out of the bag to pay up for losing. Mm-hmm. Remy lost the first 2 months of Mason versus Remy.
Yes.
I have lost 2 months since then. We are tied up as we go into today, December 1st, a whole new month. Dare I say it, the championship month.
We both won 2 months.
Right.
This is the best of 3, right?
The best of 2020.
Best of 2020.
This month will determine who is the 2020 Mason versus Remy champion. There can be only one.
I'm erasing the scores right now.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
I'm going to reach into the bag of cringe.
There are many things in here.
There are.
Very cringy.
There was like streaking in here. Yeah. What was some of the stuff? Taking all the things that we've already done, taking all of the person's embarrassing photos, mm-hmm. posting them publicly.
Having to do a dirty TikTok dance.
Dirty.
Which
dirty.
That you was, did.
I mean, sorry. You killed it.
Raunchy.
Sensual is the word I would have used.
That floor will never be the same.
That floor will never be the same.
That floor is a father now. All right, I'm going to reach in the bag of cringe and pull something out. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
All right, I got the...
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Must eat a three-course doggy dinner?
Yeah!
This is mine.
Must eat a... must eat a three-course doggy dinner. It says down. It says at the bottom, dog beer, mm-hmm. biscuit,
oh yeah,
bacon strip.
That's how you know it's mine.
I have to drink a dog beer, eat a biscuit, and eat a... Okay, all right. 66%. I'm going to throw up here. Bacon strip.
Yeah.
66.
Yeah, bacon strip's like bacon, right? I'm assuming. Okay.
It's going to be a texture thing.
78% chance I get sick. 78. It's going up. The more that you guys go, it's not bacon.
The thing I would be worried about is that dog beer...
So we don't have any of these items. Oh, I have bacon strips at home.
I have dog treats and biscuits at home.
I think it'd be awesome if like a Purina came through and was like, hey, we'll supply everything.
Check out these new treats.
No, doesn't Bush have a dog beer?
They do, yeah.
Come on, can it please be, it's probably not mostly beer.
No, I can't say there's probably any beer in it.
I must eat a three-course doggy dinner.
Yeah, there's definitely... Oh, we've got this dog place down here. There's like gourmet treat shop here by Diamond
Treats Direct. Unleashed.
Yeah, we should go there and see if they've got some fancy things.
Yeah. That's
they might even have some home baked treats with like little wreaths or Christmas trees or reindeer.
You know, some people love making those.
I mean, if it's got frosting on it, I'll.
They do.
They do, yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, we'll hook it up.
I'm in. Okay.
All right, we'll search for your three-course doggy.
I don't know if I trust you guys to search for it. Are you going to find the best things for me?
I will find the best things for you.
Are you sure I can handle it? I mean, I think I can find this stuff.
I want to be able to say...
Don't forget what happened with the pumpkins.
I want to be able to say, powered by Purina.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, she just said... She said, don't forget what happened with the pumpkins. Remy, you remember what happened with the pumpkin carving contest?
Yeah.
I did a lot of dry heaving.
Mason Ralphed.
Like for a half an hour.
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is going to be me puking. This is going to be, you understand that, right?
Yeah, so I'll remove myself from the room.
You're going to have to.
Casey, it's all you.
Well, and I understand if you won't want to be the look on her face just now.
We'll go sit in this production studio next door so we can't hear, but we can see.
This is great, you guys. I can't wait for people to listen to this. we're doing big things.
It falls under the cringy category, so.
That's for sure. Well, I look... No, I don't.
Sorry, bud.
I was going to say I look forward to, but I don't.
Get better in December.
At least it's a new month for Mason versus Ryan.
Yes.
The next game, first game of the championship round is coming up at 8 o'clock today.
The stakes got to be higher than ever for December.
Steak.
That would be nice.
Sounds better than a dog biscuit.
Nope, biscuits and bacon strips.
All right.
Bringing Nashville to St. Louis with Casey Covers Country on 92.3 WIL.
CMA Country Christmas Special aired last night on ABC. It's a lot of C noises. CMA Country Christmas Special.
The sweater game was at 100% last night.
So many sweaters.
Big, fluffy, not Cosby sweaters, Christmas sweaters. You know what I mean? Like the big cashmere fluff, like first time you've ever worn a sweater last night.
And all of our favorite artists gathered at Thomas Rhett's home, like sort of, kind of. They made a special set that looked like a classic TV living room where all the artists came from near and far to sing their favorite Christmas songs, and Thomas Rhett and his wife Lauren hosted it.
This would be my first time for sure ever hosting with my lovely wife, and can they expect redos?
For sure, a lot of redos. It's my first time hosting anything.
Aww.
And I think they did really well.
Yeah, it was...
They had a lot of redos that you didn't see.
It was definitely... It was not live, and there were definitely moments you could tell where they pieced it together. I saw Kelsey Ballerini perform, right? She's singing her Santa Baby, and then it cuts over to Thomas and Lauren. I go, thanks, Kelsey. Boy, it's great to have Tim McGraw here. And it goes, and the camera moves, and now Tim McGraw's on the set. And I don't see Kelsey Ballerini going like, oh, gotta get out of the way. Tim is coming.
I saw her. I saw her Instagram last night, and she was watching herself.
Right.
Wearing the same dress.
Was she
at her apartment or that's her weird. Condo? Yeah.
I mean, it was
that
like
is a little weird.
It's like a little red thing. It's like not a put on.
She was wearing pants underneath of this dress. Okay. With the big bow on
so
the back.
Strictly yeah. for the gram.
Yeah, strictly for the gram. And she was also drinking wine, so I'm assuming that that was.
Nah, that was just normal life.
So it's got a hole in the bottle. You know how she is.
Oh.
Anyway.
No, it was cool. There were a lot of great performances last night.
Yeah, FGL came. They sang their original song, Lit This Year, which was our Catch of the Day song today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like we said, Kelsea Ballerini did Santa Baby. Thomas Rhett even did his own original Christmas song, Christmas in the Country, which is like one of my favorite artist originals. I know Dan and Shay was there. Like you said, Tim McGraw was there.
Yeah.
Lady A, Little Big Town. Literally everybody was there. So I posted some of the performances to the Facebook page so you can go watch. If you missed it, search 92.3 WIL.
The Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
This signed and sealed document now constitutes the official canvas results of the November 3rd, 2020 general election.
More battleground states are confirming Joe Biden's election win. Arizona and Wisconsin signed off on their election results yesterday. In Arizona, Biden won by around 11,000 votes and will get the state's 11 electoral college votes. Wisconsin confirmed its results after two recounts in Democratic counties. Biden ended up winning Wisconsin by around 20,000 votes.
I heard, did he get start getting his briefings yesterday,
yes,
too?
Yes, he started getting the presidential security briefings yesterday at his home in Delaware. And advisors to the CDC are set to meet today to decide who will get the first doses of coronavirus vaccine. I feel like this has been at the forefront of like most news stories over the past week. Like, who's going to get the vaccine first? The thinking is that once a vaccine is widely available, it will still be in short supply and in need of being rationed by the federal government. So they're thinking, obviously, healthcare workers get that first, and then anybody that is endangered as far as their health goes, anybody with an autoimmune disorder, things like that.
Gotcha, yeah.
Meanwhile, the FDA isn't wasting time on a second coronavirus vaccine. So they're working on the Pfizer one, they got the Moderna one, they the AstraZeneca one.
Get as many as we can. And then you got to think about, do we have enough syringes to get it around? Are we able to keep it cold, to keep it transported, to get it to where it needs to go?
It's a good time to be in a little glass bottle company.
You're right.
Like if you make the little glass
little
bottles.
Beakers? Yeah, yeah, whatever those are. Yeah.
Cuvettes or whatever they, you know. Big news, guys.
Cuvette, dude. It's
I've
vocab.
Never heard that
it's vocab
word
day today. Yeah.
Big news today, guys. A Colorado photographer says he knows what happened to the mysterious monolith in Utah.
So this is just that. It looks like a stainless steel triangle, right? That was pointing north, I think you had said.
Spaceship, spacecraft.
Okay, stop, stop. I'm just giving, we're giving facts here.
It was a giant hunk of metal that was just sticking straight up out of the ground, perpendicular. No one knows how it get there or how it left.
Not even the ground. It was in a rock. Like
a rock.
Like a rock.
Like it fell from a billion feet, and that's a
right.
in the rock.
But not so much.
So as you can imagine, this attracted a lot of people, a lot of tourists, a lot of people with money for helicopters that could get flown in to see this. And this Colorado photographer is out there. And he said they saw four people walking up and while he was taking pictures and they began pushing on it. Once it fell over, he says they broke the structure into pieces, loaded it into a wheelbarrow and walked away. The group's parting message to him and his friends was reportedly, leave no trace. And then they walked away.
So they just broke it?
They just broke it.
These four guys, and later in the story, I don't know if you're going to tell this part of it. The four guys who were taking pictures walked away and noticed all the people coming from all different directions. There's no roads out there, like you had said, helicopters. Mm-hmm. So here are trucks, cars, people running over vegetation in the natural desert of Utah, where some people think the best art is made by Mother Nature. And here are people just trouncing all over it to get a picture of something. So it sounds like these four guys were going, get out of our desert. I don't know what you're doing. We're going to end it.
Yeah.
But there were a ton of people going out there and ruining this desert, this pristine, untouched desert life.
Yeah, it's
Earth.
Right around Moab, which is
Moab.
A famous national park in Utah that attracts a lot of people. But
they have paths
but yeah,
for
the
that,
leave,
yeah.
Leave No Trace thing is like department of. Natural, like
resources.
The Department of Conservation, like
survivalist,
it's like the principles that you would use if you were going camping.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you leave no trace, you know, pick up your stuff essentially. And I think that they were just, it is private land, I guess, that they were on. And so I'm assuming someone just was like sick of all these random people coming out. And,
that's what took it down. That's what it looked like in the photos and all that. And then one popped up on the other side of the world.
This is how the aliens get stuck in our world.
I think it's a copycat, but
anyways.
It doesn't look as cool as the original one.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Belarus, I think, is where it was.
Yeah. You can check out the big three stories and have your own conspiracy theories. 923WIL.com.
923WIL. New country for the STL with Mason versus Remy.
That's right. And the score is nothing right now. So set back to the beginning. Anybody's game in Mason versus Remy. Let's meet our contestants. Jen is in Wood River. Amanda in Hanley Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see. Jen, you were on the phone first, so we're going to let you choose. Mason or Remy, who do you want to compete for you?
Remy.
There you go.
I appreciate the support. That is probably the wrong choice.
Jen, if Remy does win, it's going to be up to you to choose whether you want to go to the Wonderlights Christmas at Worldwide Technologies Raceway, drive through some holiday lights, or Six Flags Holiday in the Park. Walk through some holiday lights. I think, are we really just giving away lights right now? I think that's what's going on today. I'm cool with that. Yeah, either at Six Flags or at Wonderlights Christmas.
Nice.
You want to enjoy a fine holiday experience. Jen, it's going to be up to you if Remy wins, but it will be up to Amanda if I do win the 10-song challenge today. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah.
So explain that for people who may not know. We'll come back. We'll play the game, come back, talk to our contestants. You guys hold on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, cool. So how do we play this?
I threw together 10 songs, or a few seconds worth of 10 songs, and I'll play it once for each of you, and one at a time. Usually Mason goes first, then Remy. You got to try and write down or memorize as many of those songs as you can and repeat them back to me, and whoever gets the most wins.
Okay. And there's usually a theme, right?
There's usually a theme for an extra added point.
Okay. All right. Remy is about to go into isolation. Sure, I want to buy. Ooh, Christmas shoes.
That's Christmas shoes today, boys.
You like that song?
Going in.
All right. It's best not to answer that question.
No, it's not.
Okay, so let's get started. I suppose I've got all the songs right here. Casey, once it's done, you'll start the timer, right?
That's right. Got to pull that up. About
no problem. I got like, what, 10 seconds or something like that to name as many of these songs
right
as I can.
Are you ready to begin?
I am.
Go.
All right. Driving in your car, shut up and drive. Well, she got her daddy's car in a country road. Every day is a winding road. Daddy, let me drive. Again. Okay, Sheryl Crow. I heard the Beach Boys. I think it was the Rascal Flatts version. Willie Nelson, AC/DC, Tracy Chapman. I wrote something here I can't really figure out, but I think driving is the theme. Is that what I'm looking at? Well before the alarm went off.
Well before the alarm went off.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. Shut up and drive.
Shout out to Rihanna.
It's pink. Rihanna? Yep. That's what it was. That's where I was caught up here. I wrote Rihanna and it was, you're right. Okay. So how many did I get there?
I'll tell you when we're done.
Okay. All right. Hey, buddy. When you put the Christmas shoes away.
Ready?
Yeah. You good?
Yep.
You don't need a second to recover from the Christmas shoes or anything?
No,
it's an emotional roller coaster.
One second. He's just laying the money out on the table. He doesn't have enough. So he asked the dude behind him, and the dude behind him was like, you know what? I'm going to give him the money for these shoes.
And that Christmas shoes is a damn jam. Slaps. All right. You ready? Ready?
Game face on.
Let's go. Driving in your car.
And
begin.
AC/DC, Rascal Flatts.
Faster.
Beach Boys, Alanis Morissette, Kenny G, Seal.
Stop.
Now he's just naming
his. Up.
And the last three were just his favorite artists.
What was the theme?
Come on,
driving.
There you go. I don't even know if that's right,
you're
but I'm guessing.
Race.
You're a disgrace.
Can you just show me your
notes? What does it say? What does it say?
It says AC/DC, Rascal, Beach Boys, Alanis.
So Casey was giving you a look while you were writing and listening, like, come on.
Because for like three songs straight, he just sat there and stared.
There's a sipping in your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Tracy
Chapman.
Tracy.
Yeah.
No, you can't write anything down now.
So I'm just going to go ahead and give him the, right? I mean, I would assume that he was not confident. I'm pretty confident.
What was the theme?
Yeah. The theme was driving.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, got an extra
Remy
one.
Got 4 points.
Four points!
Mason got 7.
Wow. Yeah, so that means I'm a winner! Congratulations, Jen went with Remy. So, Amanda!
Yes!
Congratulations.
Get me on any other game, girl. Any other game.
Any other game, and Remy's a 50-50 shot. Wonderlights, Christmas, or Six Flags Holiday in the Park. Amanda, what would you like?
We want the Wonderlights Christmas because we have season passes to Six Flags.
Okay, all right. You didn't have to show off.
Fancy.
Yeah, congratulations. We got you those Wonderlight car passes. We'll get the Six Flags Holiday in the Park passes for Jen. Nobody's going home empty-handed. Except for Remy.
That's okay.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll put you on hold. Do you want to go through the songs?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Driving in
your car. Tracy
Chapman.
Fast Car. AC/DC. Willie, right?
Yep.
Dang. See, Tom Cochran or Rascal Flatts, man, I wasn't sure.
I would have taken either, considering it was one song and then the other one covered it, but both classics in my eyes.
Mm. Ride, Sally, ride. Where you got there? What you got there?
Mustang Sally.
No, I'll go Mustang Sally. Yeah. There you go. Shut up and drive. Rihanna, bro.
Rihanna, that's who that is.
I know, yeah. I know. I struggled with it, too. Well, she got her daddy's car. That's the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. John Denver.
Our man.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, nope, absolutely.
That's Cheryl Crow.
That's right.
Same thing.
How dare you?
I could fight you on that.
Right? Daddy let me
drive. Alan Jackson.
Yeah. There's a lot. And I'm happy to say that I'm back on the winning ways. Mm-hmm. Back on the winning side of things.
Until tomorrow.
Perhaps at 8 o'clock tomorrow, another Mason versus Remy round goes on, the championship edition of the competition, and another chance for you to win as well.
Time to unload all the trash. Mason and Remy on 92.3 WIL with all the celebrity garbage.
You are going to lose your mind that you have been working so hard on a career when you could have just married Kelly Clarkson and made money after the divorce. It's insane to hear about what her ex-husband is getting right now. But I'm going to go through who's performing at a Rockefeller Christmas and talk about The Crown. Have you guys seen that show on Netflix?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes. But also, you really have to have an affinity for either history or the royal family or just drama.
Do you know that it is not real?
The show?
Mm-hmm. It is a fiction, a work of fiction.
Yeah.
Surrounding real life events. So apparently the British culture minister is saying that this show needs to come with a warning so people don't think this is actually what's happening.
Because
there are like situations where you've got Princess Di talking to Prince Charles and the world doesn't know what happened in those conversations. But the writers of this show make it seem like they do.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
So here's the royal family being depicted in a show it's not true. It's a drama, right? It's not a... Although it is kind of surrounding real life characters.
Right.
They think the British culture minister says it is a beautifully produced work of fiction. So as with other television productions, Netflix should be very clear about that.
Yeah, I have throughout watching that show over the years, something that's always caught my eye because it really revolves around Queen Elizabeth and how she took the throne when she was like 21 years old.
Yep.
And it goes throughout her whole life of all the BS she's had to do. And I always think back and I'm like, I wonder if she has seen any of this and I wonder what she thinks because it really does dig into every relationship she's ever had.
That's got to be weird to
see. It's got to be so weird because it makes her husband look like a tool.
Philip?
Yeah, it makes her family look kind of sucky.
I mean, as we all watch from the outside, I don't know if it looks like it's a great thing to be a royal anymore.
Yeah. No.
Doesn't look like a fun experience, but if you want to see what like conversations may have looked like between Princess Di and Prince Charles and the Queen and all of that, dive into it, but just know that it's not real. I think that's what, the entire nation of Britain? Is that the nation? London, England. Thank you. England, sorry. Yeah. The entire British nation would like you to know it's not real. Also, the NBC Christmas at Rockefeller Center is coming tomorrow night. 88th annual. Performers include Dolly Parton, Gwen Stefani, Remy's favorite Christmas performer, Brett Eldridge.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly Clarkson, who we'll talk about in just a minute. Dan and Shay, Meghan Trainor, and lots, lots more. Goo Goo Dolls, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
This is perfect because tomorrow night I'm putting up the Christmas tree.
Are you?
Yep.
That's the plan?
Yep.
So you're the last one of us to put up the tree.
You put your tree up?
I put it up last weekend, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real or fake?
It's fake, and it's been there. It just hasn't been decorated yet.
Oh, you haven't plugged it in.
Exactly. I got to do all that.
Yeah, we brought our tree up from the basement, assembled the two parts, plugged it in, tree. We're good. We're good. That's how we do it. So tomorrow night will be the Christmas in Rockefeller Center show if you want to check that out. And finally, Kelly Clarkson's divorce appears to be settling. Brandon Blackstock is her ex-husband's name. He is a music, I guess, manager.
Yeah, like he's her manager.
Yeah. And then they got married and then they had two kids and she was awarded full custody of the children. The quote, I believe, here says that Brandon's been equally unreasonable in his requests for child and spousal support as well as attorney fees. Kelly has offered to pay for all the kids' expenses, but Brandon thinks he's entitled to $300,000 a month.
Wow.
That's just spousal support. An additional $135,000 a month for child support.
Almost $500,000.
$436,000 a month is what this 43-year-old adult man is asking for.
We'll say that one more time. Third time.
Which time? $436,000?
A month?
A month. Yeah. From Kelly Clarkson.
Sounds like a sis. Come on.
In his request, he would receive $5 million a year in spousal and child support. Why even work?
That's crazy.
Is that Kevin Federline deal, guys.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I don't think he'll get that. But even if he got half of that, that would still be a ridiculous amount of money.
Additionally,
he could get a fourth of that.
Additionally, he's already asked for $2 million to pay for attorney fees. Boy, why would you even get married when you're a celebrity?
Well, how much is Kelly Clarkson worth?
That's the question that will determine all the money that he gets. That's weird.
And this is why celebrities do prenuptial agreements.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I can't stress it enough. Shout out to Blake and Gwen. Get that prenup.
Yeah, it's a contract, guys. Not only, and I'm not talking about the prenup. I'm talking about getting married.
The marriage.
It's just another contract. Yeah. Might as well lay it down there. So unless they're going to milk you for half a mil a month. Oh, she said she's pleased with that. I know. What world is that? I'm having ramen for lunch today. That's the celebrity garbage.
The Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
Hospitals around St. Louis, they are running out of ICU beds, and some are completely out and are now sending patients hundreds of miles away.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page gave an update yesterday on the COVID-19 situation. He is encouraging families to keep their gatherings small, preferably within their own household, because of this whole ICU beds filling up thing. He says we're in crisis mode. National Guard may be being called in here soon. It's getting a little scary in the hospitals right now. It may seem normal in your everyday life, but in the hospitals, it's...
What are you calling the National Guard for? I mean, I guess for additional hands to maintain the beds that aren't manned?
Potentially.
But when you say that, I'm like, what are they, patrolling the streets?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't think that's what they're going to be called in for.
No, I don't think it won't be...
But that's what it sounds like when you say that.
It won't be like for like... protests, riots, kind of thing. It'll probably be more so to help with the hospitals.
I would assume doctors in the National Guard that are there to man some beds that we're having trouble keeping up with.
Yep. A new study has ranked St. Louis one of the least safe cities in America. Hey, we're not number one, so that's good. Wallet Hub compared 182 cities with three key dimensions: home and community safety, natural disaster risk, financial safety. Among the metrics, there's an average COVID-19 case in the last 7 days, sorry, 100,000 residents, assaults per capita, traffic fatalities per capita, tornado risk level, earthquake risk level.
Got it.
How about semi-fires?
You got any of those?
And a share of uninsured drivers. I don't know if he was an uninsured driver, but Fort Lauderdale is the least safe city in America.
Florida.
Columbia, Maryland is the safest.
Maryland. Seems
right. Sounds like it, yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we're not number one this year, so that's good.
Were we sometime?
Yeah, I mean, the most dangerous city in America.
St. Louis is already.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, but nobody understands that, like, people don't necessarily live in the city.
Right.
They just see the people die in the city. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's a reason that scares not only a lot of people, but a lot of businesses away from St. Louis. So it's good that we're not in that discussion this year.
And if you miss curling up next to someone in bed and holding hands all night long, this might be the next best thing.
What?
Holding hands night long?
Who does that?
A woman named Madeline Robertson was just granted a patent for a pillow that has a built-in cloth hand that you can hold.
Oh, I hate that.
Ew.
She says the handle will be made of different material than the pillow, so it feels different when you lock fingers with it.
No.
I hate it so much.
No, I'm sorry. You can cuddle in bed, but I mean, like, after 2 minutes, you're like, okay, good night. And you roll, you get off, you move, right? You get off of each other, right?
You can just get a body pillow, the long, tall ones that you can just like, there you go. Why do you need one that's got a hand sticking out
of it? That's weird. That's weird. The picture's so weird. Have you seen it?
Uncomfortable.
I saw the video.
Like,
or
it's like a hand next to your face. Like a fabric hand next to your face. And you put your hand on top of it and you can clench the fingers on this pillow.
Or you could find a human.
You could.
But also, that comes with other things.
Or a dog. Come on.
Yeah, that'd be fine, too.
A paw?
Really anything. Really anything other than a cloth. Oh, cloth hand? I'm sorry. You just gave that confused. A dog paw? No, I'm sorry. Cloth hand instead? Odd pillow? Sure. Yeah, okay, yeah. No.
Oh, man.
Guess what you're getting for Christmas.
It was just a patent that's been filed.
What was I thinking?
So it's not actually a product yet.
Also, you won.
92.3WIL.com if you want to see the renderings of the hand pillow thing.
It's 92.3WIL, new country for the STL, Mason and Remy. Sparts! I don't have a lot of Cardinals news. I read one article that says Adam Wainwright has never been a free agent this long. Nobody knows why he's still a free agent. You'd think that there'd be baseball teams out there that would be like, hey, that guy's good pitcher. We should pick him up. But no one's jumping on that. And there's supposed to be winter meetings coming up as well, which is where normally like the GMs and the owners all get together and figure things out. The Baseball Players Association, not happening. Virtual meetings is what we're going to have. And probably no announcements. There's no news. The Cardinals are going to say the lights are off.
No news, good news?
No, I don't know. But I think that like a lot of people, they're like, I don't know what this next year is going to bring. I don't know what's going to happen. I know we didn't have any fan money, no beer money, no food money from the last year.
Yeah.
No Yachty, no Waino money. No Colton Wong money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was hoping that they let go of Wong so that they could hold on to Yachty and Waino, but not hearing anything about it. Did hold on to Wong strike you weird? Because you reacted.
You know, I actually missed it until you repeated it. Okay. And now I'm so glad you said it twice.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we're...
I'm really trying to follow along. Sparts is not my segment, but I'm glad you make it worth it.
I'm trying. And I looked at like the NFL stuff because there are games moving all over the place. Like, what is that? The Ravens?
Steelers.
We're supposed to play on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then they were supposed to play on Sunday because some Ravens players got COVID-19.
Yes.
And then they were supposed to play on Tuesday, and now it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
This game has moved 4 times in less than a week.
Big game because the Steelers are undefeated. So.
Yeah. Big Ben and the Steelers have not seen a loss yet. But meanwhile, over in Houston, a wide receiver and a cornerback both busted for PEDs in a year where you either got COVID or you got performance-enhancing drugs. I don't know which is better. This guy is now posted. His name is Will Fuller. And earlier this year, he posted on Instagram, I sought treatment for a medical professional, prescribed me medication that I believed was permitted. As it turns out, my trust in this professional was misplaced. Not my fault. He did it, is basically the statement from Will.
It is possible that he did get treated for something because the PED, like, I feel like there's a lot of drugs and a lot of prescriptions on there that maybe aren't necessarily, they're not like steroids growth hormone.
Right. But it's still cocaine and that's not good. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. And things are added to that list, I'm sure, all the time. So maybe it wasn't on the list when the season started.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe also, I slipped and fell on a needle. Well, I didn't do it. Sure, buddy.
Sure.
We believe you. Who wants to be next in line to punch Jake Paul in the face? The line is forming over here. Is it Nate Robinson got knocked out over the weekend?
Yes.
Jake Paul, basketball player. Now other athletes are going like, all right, I'm next. Evander Kane, of the Sharks, San Jose Sharks, said, maybe I should take on Jake Paul next. And then his goalie stepped up and was like, nah, man, I got you. I would asterisk you up. So they are all basically just tweeting Jake Paul like, let's fight, bro. Like a lot of people. The NHL, it's December. The NHL should be playing hockey right now. But they're not. till January 1st. So now I feel like a couple of NHL like players are just trying to fight Jake Paul.
Just get a quick exhibition in.
Really, anybody in the world, in my eyes, can step up to Jake Paul at any time of the day.
And I think that's how everyone feels. Mm-hmm. And you know hockey players, they love a fight.
They do love a fight.
They love to throw a punch.
And I think they might last a little bit longer than a basketball player.
They're not afraid to lose their teeth.
No, they're not. They don't have any.
Jake Paul needs those. That's his moneymaker.
Yeah. And I'd love to watch somebody change that.
Well, Logan Paul, his older brother, has challenged Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And now you said Conor McGregor this morning.
Jake Paul has tweeted on the 28th. Jake Paul has said, I mean, what fighter is a bigger platform calling out Conor McGregor? I'm going to make it happen. So he thinks he's going to fight Conor McGregor. And if he does, let us all pray for Jake Paul.
And if anyone doesn't know who these brothers are, they're like two-ish heads.
YouTubers. YouTubers.
Yeah, really got famous on like pranking people and and doing these extreme videos that don't always result in the most humane ending or treatment of other people.
You're right. Yep.
And unfortunately, they got really famous off it, and now they're just fighting.
You know what's a positive is that a lot of people would like to see them get their ass kicked.
That's true.
And now for $29.99 Sunday on pay-per-view, you probably can. You know what I mean? So they found a way to make it worth it for everybody.
Yeah.
Escape the bad news. Here's what's awesome. With Mason and Remy on 92.3 WIL.
So we've had Black Friday, we've had Small Business Saturday, we've had Cyber Monday, we've had general shopping in the month of November, and now, after all of that is over, December 1st is Giving Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So whatever you got left.
Give it to somebody.
Yeah. Today's Giving Tuesday, and there's a lot of great charities in the St. Louis area that you could help out. SEL Food Bank is one of them. Mm-hmm. Salvation Army, you'll see the buckets out there, the red kettles will be out soon.
Straight Rescue's out there. I got an oil change yesterday at the Valvoline, and they were like, you want to give money to Children's Miracle Network? And I was like, yeah, $10.
Oh, you did Giving Monday.
No, I just did. I just did giving, period.
And it's always so easy to do little things like that, because you'll be at a restaurant and they're like doing a roundup and donate that extra 25 cents.
Yeah.
And like, why would you ever say no?
I don't want change in my hand. That stuff's dirty.
Yeah, Schnucks does that with Salvation Army. And
Folds
they make
of Honor, too.
Lots of money for Folds of Honor and Salvation Army just by rounding up. So if you have that opportunity today, definitely do that.
Today's the day.
There's ways that you can do that. You can give in non-monetary ways as well, like reaching out to the elderly, creating a donation station, posting a message of hope. And if you go to givingtuesday.org, there's a whole bunch of ideas that you can have. So if you've maybe came upon hard times and you're not able to give anything financially, you can definitely do other things to show gratitude towards like essential workers and, you know, our healthcare.
There's a lot of people who need stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and Giving Tuesday is that day where you stop thinking about, you know, buying things for you and yours, and maybe think about somebody else.
Embrace positivity today, and you can do that. I've got the website up on the Facebook page, or you can just go to givingtuesday.org and check that out and help out. It's Giving Tuesday. I think that's what's awesome.
Absolutely, that's what's awesome. And like you said, you can follow 92.3 WIL, Facebook, Instagram. Follow the website as well if you want to find what's awesome there, or share your stories of what's awesome with us, and maybe you'll hear it on the air coming up.
Casey Covers Country on 92.3 WIL.
Kane Brown performed at the Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving Day halftime show, and he did a little Kane melody of all of his biggest songs, including like Worldwide Beautiful. He had Lauren Elena come out for What Ifs.
Okay.
Did you guys watch the Cowboys game?
Nah.
No. I'm going to take that as a no.
I didn't watch the halftime show. I feel like I watched football, though.
I watched it for the halftime show.
I set myself free of football a few years ago when the Rams left. I didn't have a tie. And fantasy football takes up way too much time in your life. So I have not watched football since.
Yeah.
But I'm here for these stories. And I know that it's like a tradition on Thanksgiving. And now the new tradition is to postpone your games because COVID-19, right? That's a new tradition. It's happened for 4 days in a row, I think.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird seeing Kane do a whole huge production of a halftime show to an empty stadium. But I think it also really shows what the Super Bowl is going to look like and Super Bowl halftime show.
Didn't think about that.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's in Florida. So there will be some people there. Well, did you say the game was in Texas? There may have been some people in the crowd then.
Some. Yeah. If there were, we really didn't see them.
Yeah. But that would be February, right?
The
Super Bowl. And
the first week of February.
Usually, well, at least what they've been saying is vaccines and things will be rolling out in the next month or two.
Knock on wood.
Will that mean that we'll be able to go to the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't know if we'll have it. Are they in the line of essential workers? I don't know. It depends. Depends on who you ask. If you ask the owner of a football team, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But I found this behind the scenes video of the whole production. And not only as it's happening within the stadium, but they have cameras all over the outside of the stadium because there are people tailgating all over AT&T. Is it called AT&T Stadium?
In Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like huge screens where people are like dancing on their truck beds to it. And it's cool to see that even though there aren't people inside, people still showed up for him.
That's cool that they were able to cover that too. Because you can only let so many people in, but there's nothing saying that people can't get to get, well, also people the, recommending you shouldn't get together outside, but nobody's listening.
Yeah. Also that a country artist did a halftime show on an NFL game is huge.
You're right.
We've been pushing for that for years for the Super Bowl. And maybe this is like a step in the right direction, because you know it would be fine. It's family friendly. Everybody loves it.
Right.
You know, I think it'd be okay.
You're not going to see a Justin Timberlake, Janet Jackson moment.
Right.
When any country star comes through.
Yeah.
Last year it was so controversial. Loved it. But, you know, the Shakira. Was it J-Lo? J-Lo and Shakira?
Yeah.
Thing?
Right before
you
that.
You know that wouldn't happen with Carrie.
It's not memorable. I was like, what was it? I don't even remember. And then, yeah, you had to remind me.
Yeah.
But Carrie Underwood would be great. Of course. Sunday Night Football, right? Like, how has that not happened yet?
Yeah, exactly.
You could get Brad Paisley. You could get, like, your Jason Aldean, your Luke Combs, your Luke Bryan's, all of them. Kind of star-studded country world.
Super Bowl.
Right. Or... You know what? They'd mess it up. They'd do Garth and Trisha. You know they would.
They probably would.
You know they would. They'd go, oh, we'll check the box. Garth and Trisha, everybody will love it.
Anyway, if you want to go see Kane Brown's Thanksgiving halftime show, that video is up on the Facebook page. Just search 92.3 WIL.
I'm sure a lot of people would love Garth and Trisha for a Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, a lot of people would, those people haven't seen them as much as we have.
Just not Mason. That's fine.
Mason and Remy at the Unprofessional News Desk with the Big Three Stories on 92.3 WIL.
The big news here is that, according to the federal government, the vaccine could be available in a matter of weeks to those high-priority individuals like healthcare workers.
So the state of Missouri released their COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan, recommending that phase 1A be paid and unpaid serving in healthcare settings who have the potential for direct or indirect exposure to patients or infectious materials and cannot work from home. Phase 1B, as people who play a key role in keeping the essential functions of society running and cannot socially distance in the workplace, talking like your grocery store workers, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's and those kinds of places.
Do we have police and firefighters on that yet? Or are we?
I think they're in the first. They're in
okay,
the first
good.
One,
okay, yeah. I was going to say grocery stores above that, but that's not for me to decide.
I mean, it does say then essential workers.
Right, right. That's
which we in radio have been deemed essential workers.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but I don't think that we'd be high up on that list.
No.
I would almost rather give up if they offered that to us.
Somebody else.
Hand that over.
There are people that actually need it. Save a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five St. Louis County restaurants are weighing their options, continue defying a ban or on indoor dining, or be forced to close their doors completely. St. Louis County health officials sent out sternly worded letters threatening to revoke the restaurant's permits and liquor license as a final straw for violating public health orders.
Hey, you. Stop it.
There's about 13 restaurants in the county that have kind of pooled together and they're suing the county. And then the county's like, no, you can't do that. And so there's
St. Louis County?
Yeah.
So it's hard because I understand they're making recommendations for people's safety and health and all of that. But telling a business to close is hard because you want to keep your business open.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no one can come into my business. But two doors down is a line for TVs on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, no, you can't come into my restaurant.
Have you guys seen what Wheelhouse is up to?
No.
Okay, I just add something here. Yeah,
Wheelhouse is a bar downtown.
That got in trouble, yeah.
Right.
And they've been shut down a few times because of COVID purposes.
What are they doing now?
On Instagram, they're fighting. I don't want to say dirty, but they're fighting hard. Like they're using their security footage as like, see, this is proof of what we showed in the courts and they didn't blah, 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 blah. Oh, and so they made a like promo video of it sound like with the Rocky music and a guy running with two beers in his hands running to Wheelhouse.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so funny.
They're trying.
Yeah,
they're trying hard.
Yeah.
A lot of these restaurants are. And I totally understand, you know, how you said like two doors down, you can be in line for a TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Close it's got to gotta be frustrating.
In the malls. I saw a bunch of footage from malls this weekend. And they were jam packed.
So what is it? If I'm still paying rent, the economy is not shut down.
Yeah.
That's what blows my mind, is that you can tell me that this whole thing, everything's shut down, shut it down, but I still got to pay rent. We still got to pay for utilities. But you're telling people you can't go to work?
Here's some good news. Tomorrow is a big day. The McRib is back, guys, nationwide. For the first time since 2012.
I thought you've been talking about this for weeks.
Never mind. The McRib is back tomorrow.
Never mind your rent.
The McRib is back tomorrow. Your favorite pressed pork sandwich. Hey.
Remy told me earlier, he's like, you're going to love this next news story.
And is this what you meant?
This
is
it.
What you meant? Casey, vegetarian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
That's all right.
Yeah. Is it?
I feel like if there's any sandwich to do it, it'd be the McRib.
Ew, it would no break, way.
It would break you. Oh, my God. By the way, whatever Ronald McDonald money you've got promoting the McRib right now, you better share it with the show.
I have no McRib money.
Why is this in the news?
Since making its debut in 1982, the McRib sandwich has been one of the most limited-time McDonald's menu items offered around the world, although it is available in Germany all year round.
Well, and people really do go crazy over it. I don't get why.
Aren't they lucky in Germany?
It's so good. It's so good. And I think it's even better because you know that it's only going to be around for a limited time only.
Are you going to make a little Instagram story of you rolling up to the window?
Yeah, bro.
Do it.
Sure. Fast foodie.
I'll take two. Thank you. Okay. Nobody else in my family wants one. I'll have theirs too.
Do you eat both? Will you eat two McRibs?
Oh, easy.
Oh, gluttony.
Easy.
Wow.
Oh, only once a year. Let's do this, McDonald's. Come on now. 92.3WIL.com. I just needed to have that moment. Oh, what a perfect song to, like, have a McRib to.
What? Ew.
Yeah, it just took all the love out of the song for me.
I bet Chris Stapleton likes the McRib.
Yeah, I'll bet he's...
Oh, yeah, he does.
He'll probably sing it, need a McRib. Lick his finger.
Beard.
On the way out for the day. If you missed anything from the show, you can go find it there on the podcast. Just search out Mason and Remy, wherever you get podcasts. If you're looking for the big three, you're looking for what Casey covered in country today, Sparts, Celebrity Garbage, all of it's there. You can find us at 923WIL.com.
This morning we talked about how there were snow flurries yesterday.
Yeah, the first snow, I think.
And Remy said, you like the snow, you can't wait, right?
I like to blow the snow with my snow blower on the driveway. Okay. What? Yeah, okay. That's what I said.
Yeah, we know. We're just basking.
What
in
did
it.
You say?
I said I snow's attacked. Only fine if it's if it's December, and you don't like the snow, Mason.
No, snow, and I don't personally mind the freezing of water and all of whatever it is. It's what it does to people, their ability to drive.
Yeah.
The roads, all of that. So I like the snow. I hate the effect of the snow. So but yeah, essentially, I hate it. And that's what we asked.
Yeah, 70% of our listeners on Instagram said they can't wait for the snow.
Really?
Which surprised me.
Really?
You know what? It would be an interesting little dig deeper here.
What's that?
Ask the question now and then ask the question like January, middle of January. Do you still like the snow?
Because
I feel like it's...
It would definitely change.
Yeah because I feel like people are okay with it now because it's new.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody's at the window at the flurries.
Yeah. Woo.
Also, up on the Facebook and the Instagram, I have questions and links about who you're donating to today since Giving Tuesday. And people have said, like, Stray Rescue, that's Angel awesome. Arms, Rescue Mission, Goodwill, that kind of stuff.
So many good places doing good work here in St. Louis. What I've heard commonly referred to as the most giving city in America. I've heard that.
Have you?
I have.
I haven't.
No?
I wish. I'm sorry, what?
I'm just...
Oh, I thought you were going to contribute.
No, I've heard that from many different charity organizations that have said St. Louis is very giving.
Oh, nice.
One of the most giving cities in America. So don't forget about today being Giving Tuesday. That's what's awesome for sure. Thank you so much for putting up with us. If there's anything else, you want to find it on the website. All right, see you guys tomorrow morning. We'll do it all again.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.